Morning!
At St. Dorothy's Rest Summer Camp in the redwoods above Camp Meeker, it's time to wake up. But what happens next is not your usual camp activity.
7 a.m. and the campers are in their med lines?
That's med lines, or medications lines. Because this is hospital camp, explains Executive Director Katie Evanbeck.
All of our campers this week are patients at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital, so all of them have received an organ transplant at Packard at some point in their life. We've been working with Packard for over 25 years.
There's no charge to the campers. The camp counselors and medical staff are all volunteers, like Nurse Pablo Vasquez.
So we do meds at 7 and 7, just to keep everybody on track. Since they all had organ transplants, they need immunosuppressants.
Vasquez is here for his second year. Well, third, if you count the time he came after he got his new heart, more than 15 years ago.
Yeah, I was a camper here for 1 year after my transplant, and it's very cool to be able to come back here as a nurse. And a lot of campers are surprised that, you know, that they have other people, older people, that had organ transplants too, and that were campers here.
You excited for today?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. We're going to have our morning gathering. We're going to begin with some breathing. We're going to try to be completely silent and just breathe and listen to the sounds of St. Dorothy's.
The camp was founded in 1901 by Nellie and Reverend James Lincoln in memory of their daughter Dorothy, who died from meningitis at age 8.
In the original days of St. Dorothy's, campers would come from Bay Area hospitals for 2 to 6 weeks. The idea being that nature heals. So providing campers a space to be in nature, to meet other people who could share similar experiences.
I think relationships here come together very quickly just because everyone here has gone through a lot of the same stuff, the same crap.
Trevor Sampson is a volunteer counselor this week, but he came 7 times as a camper after undergoing a liver transplant as a baby.
You just deal with a lot of being told no. Like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. So I think what happens when you come here is, yeah, try it. Why not? See what you can do. And especially with a transplant, usually they're able to find that they can do more than they thought they could.
Like all of the other camps hosted here this summer, there are tons of activities and lots of singing.
One, two, three, four. But with a twist.
W is for water and A is for all right, all right. T is for thirsty and E is for electrolytes. R is for ready, so get ready to drink some water. So your organs function right.
I'm Ryan Miller for KRCB's North Bay Report.